And welcome back to The Green Front. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg. In case you joined us in progress with my interview with Joseph Rome in the first half of the show, he is a terrific source of climate news and always accurate, always very proactive, and his climate blog, again, is climateprogress.org. I'm not working for him. He doesn't pay me to say that. I just am always amazed that he puts it out daily, even on the weekends, and he has so many stories, some of them, many of them original, others are reposts, but it really is a great synopsis. If you're like me and you can't keep up with all the blogs, even on such a topic as climate, let alone the whole environmental scene, he really distills it down to the most important stories, so highly recommend that. And now we're going to take a slightly different turn, but of course always with a green angle. That's what this show is about. And since we are coming up to Christmas and New Year's, we've already got Thanksgiving and Hanukkah behind us, I thought it would be nice to take a look at some of the alternatives. Many people entertain, lots of food prep going on, lots of eating going on, and of course that, you know, adds to the waste stream. Last time I heard, the amount of waste goes up 20 to 25% between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So if there's any greener alternatives that we can do and still have fun and still eat lots of great food, probably too much since a third of our country is obese, but that's another show. That's another topic for somebody else. We're just talking about, let's start with the utensils. There's all kinds of alternatives from compostable cornstarch utensils to something that a company I recently became aware of, To-Go-Ware, offers. We're going to find out what they have in the utensil department as well as other great green products. I'm going to say hello to the founder and CEO of To-Go-Ware, Stephanie Bernstein. Welcome to the Green Front.
Thanks very much.
So, Stephanie Bernstein, Betsy Rosenberg, talking about Christmas. let's take a look at some of the gifts that you're offering people to help reduce their footprint and their forkprint, as you cleverly say, in your advertising this holiday season. Mm-hmm. But before we get into the specifics, just tell me a little bit about the background of your company.
Sure. Well, To-Go-Ware's been around about almost 7 years now. We started as a very small company in San Francisco, really just about, you know, trying to give people reusable options to help them stop throwing away so much plasticware and to give options to plastics. You know, in the beginning, it was just we had some items. We've always had our bamboo utensil set, a bamboo fork, knife, spoon, and chopsticks, and it comes in a little carrying case. And initially, we had sourced that from a couple of NGO groups overseas. We worked initially with a Burmese women's cooperative who crafted the outside case. And then we began importing what's called tiffins from India. They're stainless steel lunch boxes. But, you know, it all came from an idea that I had at college. I had been out and eating ice cream and was served in plastic. And now you don't think twice about that, you know, but at the time I was like, did we say to go? You know, why are they giving us something to throw out? And it was just that time where, you know, single-use disposables were being integrated into food service. And, you know, we carried coffee mugs around as college students. I just wondered why we didn't carry everything around. And I thought we should have, you know, some items that would we could carry with us in order to reduce the amount of disposable waste. So,
and you mentioned
later,
ice cream.
What's that?
So you mentioned ice cream, and this is just one of my little pet peeves. Not that I eat a lot of ice cream, you know, mm-hmm. at these premium shops, but when we do, you know, go out for a treat and you don't know what, you know, flavor you want, you ask for a taste. Of course, they have to give you, you know, each taste comes with a different little plastic spoon.
I know.
So that stops me from adding to my waistline too much. if I'm not concerned about my caloric intake, I just hate creating that much waste, because of course that little spoon, as small as it is, I know it's not a major part of the landfill mass, but it'll be there forever. And you know, that ice cream lasts in your mouth, what, maybe 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Just a little pet peeve and something to point out you may not have noticed. You probably noticed before, but
yeah.
So I interrupted you. I'd like to hear more about the origins of the company as you started looking around and saying, among other things, why are they giving me, you know, disposable cups when I'm going to stand here and eat it? Is that what you're saying? It's
yeah,
not to go.
You know, just having something that, you know, we just started, it sort of brought my awareness to, you know, it's something we I think we tend to take for granted, even in the environmental community, like people who are, you know, putting biodiesel in their cars and they have solar panels on the roof of their homes. You know, they might go to Whole Foods every day and then go to the salad bar and take plastic utensil, or, you know, even those wooden chopsticks that come with sushi or something like that. You know, those are all things that require a lot of resources to create and a lot of carbon in their creation and in the delivery to, you know, wherever they're going to be given away. And on average, they're used for 3 minutes, if at all. You know, how many times have you been given several utensils, you know, with your to-go meal? And, you know, oftentimes they're not even used. They're just thrown out.
Right, so, not to mention the stack of napkins they hand you.
Exactly. So, you know, we have two main products that we sell. So we have our reusable bamboo utensil sets, and we have our stainless steel lunch boxes. And, you know, one of the things we take into account with even the materials we use is a life cycle. So, because anything you make, anytime you're making a consumer product and bringing something, you know, you're using resources. And for us, it's important that if we are marketing an item and creating an item and selling it to the public, that it warrants the resources, you know, that it took to make it. So a disposable plastic spoon takes quite a lot of, you know, it takes petroleum, takes all of that energy to produce it, and water, and then, you know, petroleum to deliver it, and all of these other things, and then, you know, it's not here for very long, whereas our other items, like our bamboo flatware, is a very low impact to grow, you know, but it does take some energy to use some machinery to fashion it into forks. And then we have a carrying case now that's made from recycled plastic bottles. So it's a repurposed material. You know, we're trying to give some second life to these materials that are being used. And
they're very pretty and colorful. I see them on your website,
and they're
by
cute,
the way.
Very
attractive. They make a nice gift set, I would think.
Oh, they're great gifts. You know, obviously they retail for about $12, so they're, you know, obviously an affordable gift. But it's a nice way to share. You know, I think sometimes when you know, you're trying to share an idea with somebody who's never done it before or is new to the idea of reusing or being green per se, you know, sometimes it can, to give people a nice way to bundle up a concept. So, you know, I look at the products we carry as a nice way to share ideas. You know, like,
and in fact, I like your bundled concept for a gift. You mentioned that, you know, maybe $12 isn't enough to spend on a loved one, but I love the fact that you've got sort of a family pack, and each set of utensils is in a different color.
Yeah.
And that's it retails for $58.95 is what it says on your website.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really nice gift for a family, and it's a gift that we'll keep on giving.
Yeah, I mean, people use it all, but I mean, that's the nice thing. It's a gift that people will actually use, not just, you know, with it. They should have it for, like, a good few years at least, you know, unless they lose it. But, you know, it's something that's actually very, very functional and that people can immediately put into practice and feel really good about. And then, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, as you use it throughout the year, it's one of those items where people will turn, you know, you'll be out somewhere and somebody will say, "What is that?" And then you get to share the idea with them. And then maybe for the first time, you know, that person starts thinking about the fact that they're throwing away bits of plastic every day. And,
we early adopters driving the Prius 7-8 years ago. What's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you drive that through the car wash, or will you get electrocuted? Some of the silly questions that came up, but they're all good, right? We want people, mm-hmm. we want to start a conversation,
mm-hmm.
and spread, you know, to the mainstream, the green, mm-hmm. marketplace, and demand. And that's why, one of the reasons I do this program, to let great companies and products like yours, you know, get out there to the public, and
mm-hmm.
I have a couple of questions, sort of mm-hmm. Logistical, technical questions, if
sure.
you will. I've always wondered, can you put bamboo in the dishwasher, or should it be hand washed? That's
you
one.
You can.
Okay.
It's. I mean, that's the nice thing. Bamboo is actually a grass. It's not a wood, you know. So it's non-porous. So it's quite durable, and it doesn't take on moisture very easily. So it can go through a dishwasher. And you know, endure a lot of wear and tear,
and
as opposed to like a wooden utensil, which might take on bacteria or warp with too much moisture or heat or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And of course, bamboo is considered green primarily because it's so prolific, it grows so quickly,
mm-hmm.
and it's so abundant. You know, I've heard that making clothing, textiles out of bamboo is more energy intensive, uses a lot of water.
There's a lot of harsh chemicals that are used to process bamboo into fabric, you know, and which I'm glad
not
people are learning about.
When you're making it into utensils?
I mean, for us, it's, I mean, if you look at one of our bamboo utensils, you can still see the grain of the bamboo. Each utensil is made from a single piece of bamboo. There's no adhesives. It's not made from several pieces glued together. You know, there's nothing like that. So
I can
nice
see
thing.
On the website that the grain shows through even on a picture on the site.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, so they're pretty that way, but, you know, you can, not a lot has to be done to it in order to, you know, turn it into a utensil. It's very much, very close to its natural state, as opposed to, you know, bamboo fiber, which, you know, it makes a really soft, you know, it's a really wonderful feeling product, but the process of making it into a material sort of negates all of those other green factors.
And I suppose if one was really green and for some reason they didn't want to buy this kind of alternative, they could just take their regular, they were going, you know, on a picnic or something, could just take their regular forks and pack them up. But these are prettier, lighter, more fun, and they do come in those very handy.
It has a little carrying case, which, you know, sort of reminds you to use it in such a way. And then, you know, yes, the bamboo is really lightweight, and it does pack up nicely. I mean, our goal, people say to us all the time, you know, can I just take a, I don't, you know, why would I buy this? Why shouldn't I just take a fork from my kitchen drawer? And my answer is usually, why can't you? But, you know, sometimes, again, you want to share that idea with somebody else. You know, and this is a nice way to give it. Or, you know, it's a really simple way. Bamboo is also, like, very antimicrobial, as I mentioned. So if you're using it and reusing it and then putting it back in your bag, you know, it feels like a nice option.
Okay, and since we are coming up to, again, you know, the food-driven holiday of Christmas, other things as well. But it's so easy if someone's entertaining, especially with all the things there are to do around the holiday season, to resort to plastic utensils.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they may not have, you know, a large enough supply of beautiful bamboo utensils to use, why should people not resort to plastic utensils and plates unless absolutely necessary? You know, how big is the problem of plastics for anyone who may not know?
It's really bad. It's really bad. I mean, there's an estimate that 40 billion plastic utensils are used every year just in the United States, and the majority of these are thrown out, like, just after one use. And it's just, you know, as you said, like, all the plastic that's been produced, it's here forever. You know, it doesn't go away. It's not recyclable. If you toss it in that bin, you know, and put it on the curb, it's not being recycled. It's being sorted out, you know, at the facility.
Okay.
You can't do anything with it.
Right. We've made some progress in terms of raising awareness on the environmentally unfriendly practice of buying and using, you know, plastic water bottles.
Right.
I think they are making a dent in terms of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we do the same? I'm sure you've tried to figure this out with, you know, plastic utensils. It's not, I mean, it probably is as ubiquitous as using water bottles. Maybe it's just not as visible because people aren't walking around with forks in their hand like they are water bottles.
Well, it's just one of those things people really just haven't brought their awareness to yet. I mean, a few years ago, if you had told me that, you know, that a city would ban the use of plastic bags or that the mainstream would get on board with something like that, you know, it seemed really hard to think about people actually bringing bags to the market with them and reusing them, you know, and now it's something that's happening, you know, but it's just a very short while ago that, you know, people didn't think twice, you know, and so
I remember, I know.
Yeah, so I think it's just one of those things that now, you know, now that there's been a couple, like the reusable bag movement and the reusable water bottle movement have been really powerful to sort of bring awareness to, like, wait, what else is plastic, you know, and then there's all these concerns about plastics now, which is why our stainless steel food carriers are popular, is because people are concerned about also what's, you know, leaching of plastics and BPA and phthalates and other things, you know.
Exactly. Has anyone studied the components of plastic utensils? Might there be BPAs in there?
There's plastic utensils, there's, you know, phthalates are probably what's more of a concern there because that's used as a softener for plastics.
Mm-hmm.
But most plastic utensils are polystyrene. So there is some concern about, you know, making contact with heated foods or oiled foods. That's usually the biggest concern. It's the softest plastics, the flimsiest plastics that are generally the most concerning as far as leaching, you know, chemicals.
And as more parents and mostly their kids become aware of having less wasteful lunches every day, it seems like this is a good item to send to school with your kids.
Oh yeah, I mean we work with kids. I mean my niece at 4 years old was very protective of her utensils. So it's, you know, from a young age,
as she should be, as well it should be.
Yeah, so
raising a new generation of much more, you know, eco-aware citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We hope.
Yeah, I mean, and we also have a culture that's just on the go all the time, you know. I mean, there's so many things that are, and I think that's really proliferated in the last decade. It's just, you know, how food service establishments have sort of catered themselves to, like, grab and go.
And that's a really important point, because convenience ultimately clashes with conservation. It's sort of counterproductive that way, and yet that seems to be, you know, all the rage. That's really more of a, in our society, it's more of a, you know, an attribute to be convenient rather mm-hmm. than to conserve.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we tried to, I mean, but our goal is to sort of, you know, we could either take the stance of let's fight this lifestyle, you know, or, okay, we're gonna kind of acknowledge that the majority of the population is living this lifestyle, and how do we adapt the practices of that lifestyle to be just more balanced, you know? So if you're going to grab and go, what are the things you're going to need? Like, just like, you know, your reusable water bottle or your bag or whatever it is, you know, it's like, okay, if you're going to be eating on the road all the time, what can you take with you to minimize the amount of waste you're producing?
Okay, you know, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. In the last couple of minutes, sometimes when I don't have any alternative but to use a plastic fork, you know, when I'm finished with it, I'll either, you know, wipe it off with a napkin or maybe mm-hmm. take it in the bathroom and wash it and take it home and use it a few more times when I need a plastic, you know, alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not worth bothering with because, you know, by washing plastic, even putting it in your dishwasher, you're exposing yourself to things like phthalates perhaps? You know, I guess it's reducing my guilt a little bit by thinking, well, at least I'll reuse it a few times.
No, I think it's great. I mean, anytime you can I think reusing is the answer. You know, reusing anything. You know, if you are consuming something, you know, use it as much as you can. Get as much lifespan as you can out of it. You know, as opposed to just toss and use. You know, like use and toss. Excuse me, but. Yeah, I think it's anytime you have those things and get as much run out of it, because I do the same thing with coffee cups, you know, paper cups. I'll just, you know, try to use it. I'll wash it out. I'll bring it back. You know, you can usually get 10 uses out of something like that, you know.
And the same is sort of true with plastic bottles, but they say don't use it more than a few times because bacteria can grow.
Right.
So people who are using plastic water bottles, you know, mm-hmm. to be green, so long that the bacteria was probably green that they couldn't see inside that bottle. So you have to be careful, too, with that. One of your taglines is reuse, repurpose, repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Have we covered the repurpose part?
Well, repurpose, you know, again, we use a lot of repurposed materials with our products. So, you know, as I mentioned, the carrying case for our utensil set is made from recycled plastic bottles. We do a carrying case for our stainless steel tiffin boxes that's made from repurposed cotton. So it's post-industrial remnants from a factory in India. So, you know, things that are just end cuts or, you know, imperfects, that's what we use to make those. So we try not to use a virgin material unless it makes sense. You know, like for our stainless steel, people have said, oh, why don't you use recycled stainless steel? That's not necessarily safe for food use, you know, because you're not certain of where it's coming from and things like that. So, you know, using a different grade of stainless is better that way.
Right. Stephanie, but, we're just about out of time. Where can people find your products?
I mean, we're sold throughout the United States and Canada. Our largest customers in the States are probably Whole Foods Market and REI. But we're certainly, our website, we sell through togoware.com. And, you know, we have several online retailers as well. We also have a zip code locator on our website so people can pop in their zip code and see where they can find it near them.
Stephanie Bernstein, CEO and founder of TogoWare. Thanks for helping all of us to reduce our footprint. I love that line. I'm kind of a punny myself, so that caught my eye. I'm glad we had a chance to chat, especially before Christmas, as a lot of people, again, are entertaining and resorting to plasticware. If nothing else, hopefully we raise some awareness that there are better alternatives. And really, it's not so hard to wash those regular, you know, utensils that we all use every day.
Right.
Thanks
well,
so
thank
much.
You so much for having me.
Have a great green Christmas, and we'll be back on the Green Front in a week. If you'd like to find out about what you missed on this program or any previous programs, check out thegreenfront.com. That's my blog where all these programs are archived. Have a great green week.